Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Callers came to Brooklyn a few years ago by way of New Orleans, and you can hear it in their sound as woozy jazz and southern soul collide with a more frenetic, unpredictable New York pace. The band's third album is called Reviver. It's coming out in October, but today we're getting a preview live in the Soundcheck studio. Here is the band Callers with a live performance of Heroes.
Taking time to subscribe to all these heroes.
band is called Callers, and that's a live performance in the Soundcheck studio of their song Heroes, which will be on their next album called Reviver, which is due on October 9th, and the members of Callers here in the studio, Sarah Lucas singing and playing guitar, Ryan Seaton playing guitar, doing some backing vocals, Seth Manchester on guitar, and Keith Souza playing behind our drum kit. Sarah and Ryan, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So that song, Heroes, that's inspired by the poetry of Gwendolyn Brooks, is that right?
Well, the record as a whole, it kind of began with going back and reading some of her poetry and kind of being inspired by the rhythm and the language and the beauty of her poetry in particular.
Mm-hmm. Now, for folks who haven't read her, she wrote some poems about, you know, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, the great boxing matches of the 70s. But she was a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, right?
Yes. Yes, she was. She lived in Chicago her whole life, and I'm from St. Louis, and her writing was just a big part of my childhood, and the way she used words and language just really spoke to me in a very personal, kind of an empowering way, and it was like a really an amazing point to start a thread for the beginning of this record. And
So what was that thread? What was the kind of the idea that took you through this album?
We wanted to write an album with a particular focus on the kind of sense of self and internalization of the outside world, but coming from a very like strong and internalized perspective. For me personally, and I know this is different for Ryan, but you know, it's like a spiritually based sense of beauty that comes out of her poetry that inspired me to write these songs.
Mm-hmm. That can be Ryan, it sounds like it could be a sort of an abstract thing to try and build an album around, so.
I think, for us, we've played music together for a long time, and.
Define long time.
8 years.
Okay.
Played music for a while.
So since you were like 16 or something.
Whoa, yeah, we were 16.
Thanks so much. Thank you very much. I definitely did not come at this record from Gwendolyn Brooks poetry, but I think, you know, since our lives are intertwined quite a bit in playing and touring and writing and working and all this stuff, I think in general we have some semblance of the same life, right? Mm-hmm. We're in kind of the same spot. And so I think I came at it from a slightly different angle, but I think we worked really well together in the writing of these things. For me, it's the idea of being very present and not living in the past and not being too worried about what's happening in the future, but it's really a theme about being present in the moment, which is not the easiest thing for me to do.
Yeah.
And so these songs, at least my lyrical contributions, were an attempt to express that and try to really make this record an experience that people can have, you know, while they're listening to it, about being in the present.
Now, can you do that? Can you, you know, write stuff that you where you don't want to be living in the past and still be, you know, referring to the sounds of classic American R&B and soul and rock and all the things that are alluded to, jazz, all the things that are alluded to in the way you voice the chords, the way you arrange the rhythms and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, I feel like now is the time to do it more than any time. You know, I think even trying to assemble all those different influences right now it's unavoidable, right, with the amount of music and media that we're exposed to. There's no escaping reference. Mm-hmm. Everything's referential now. So yep. I think that's inevitable, but it's in and but yeah, we made it, and even with the language, we made an honest or not honest, we made an attempt to avoid language of I really wanted to do this. I'm really trying my best at this, or this thing hurt me or whatever. It's more about just the now, I guess.
So what is the reference in the title Howard Two Hands, which is the next song you're going to do?
That was actually initially written, most of that song, by Don Godwin, who was in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And he gracefully bowed out because he couldn't do touring, but he was very creatively involved with the record and
He was drumming on his legs while he was waiting for the train at the Howard Beach station.
Yeah.
And it was a two-handed
the A train.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So he's playing. He plays a lot of marching band drum, and so he was just tapping a rhythm out on his legs, and so it's the two-handed rhythm waiting for the train at Howard Beach. That's how he kind of organizes
Howard
all of his.
Beach. Yeah. Okay. All right. I knew if we dug deep enough, we'd get to the bottom of this title. Shall we hear the song?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. The band is Callers. The album's called Reviver. It is their third record out on October 9th. We're getting a preview of it live in the Soundcheck studio today. Once again, this song, called, for reasons that we have now determined and hopefully understand, Howard Two Hands. Callers, live on Soundcheck.
Steam arms and hide their eyes on
Cool. Howard Two Hands is the name of that song from the band Callers, playing it live here in the studio. Once again, Sarah Lucas singing, playing guitar. Ryan Seaton playing guitar, did some backing vocals earlier. Seth Manchester on guitar. Keith Souza playing the drums. And, boy, there's, I mean, for a piece that Sarah is built around, as you told us, this kind of rhythm, it's like skittering all over the place. I mean, are you all just, like, counting like crazy when you're playing this?
Well, Keith's really holding it down over there.
I mentioned that, you know, three of you are playing guitars. Who's playing the bass role? Does that sort of move around?
I mean, there's a couple of spots, I guess, in the set where Seth takes over the bass, but generally I'm playing bass and guitar at the same time, and that just came from Sarah and I played as a duo for years and then as a trio, and just to fill up space without adding additional people, mm-hmm. I took over the role of bass.
So do you have like extra thick gauge strings at the bottom of the guitar?
They're heavy gauge strings for guitar, but nothing special, not baritone strings or bass strings or anything. Just down tunings.
Now, Sarah, you mentioned you're originally from St. Louis, mm-hmm. although you and Ryan met in New Orleans some years ago, right?
Yes.
I mean, as jazz and the blues moved up the Mississippi River, St. Louis was like, that was a place where a lot of music was happening. Not necessarily this kind of music. What did you grow up listening to?
I grew up listening to a lot of R&B, like contemporary R&B, like commercial R&B, old classic R&B, lots of soul, gospel, jazz. Those were a lot of the main influences when I was very young.
Yeah? Like, who were your vocal heroes? When you started singing?
At what point in my life? I have so many people that I, you know, would spend a few years trying to do everything they could do with their voice, with mm-hmm. my own.
But there must have been one who made you think, I need to be able to do that.
I can't really think of anyone in particular, but I can throw out some names. I think, you know, the first person that I remember, and I must have been like five, but I sat down with Tapestry, Carole King.
The Carole King.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, the words, the lyrics to the songs for that record are all on the back of the record. And I just remember sitting in front of my parents' stereo and singing to all of those songs over and over and just learning it by heart. And then hearing the Isley Brothers play Carole King, or, you know, I love Luther Vandross.
And let's not, I mean, you have to understand that every time we're in the van, it doesn't matter where we're traveling, where we're touring. If Mary J. Blige comes on the stereo, there will be tears. it's immediate.
She affects you that deeply, Ryan?
No.
Oh, whatever.
I like Mary.
Yeah, I mean, I think every 12-year-old girl, when Real Love came out, you know, I was 12 when it came out, I think, and I do remember thinking, well, you know, I want to sing Real Love like that.
So Mary J. Blige doing it for Sarah Lucas. Ryan Seaton, growing up in, was it Arkansas?
Arkansas, yeah.
What kind of musical background did you have?
I mean, I, just starting as a kid, I always played something. Starting at 4 or 5, I started playing piano. And then in high school, there were just a lot of really great musicians and artists in Little Rock and North Little Rock that got together and put on shows all the time. So there were just a lot of art rock bands and punk bands and just kind of playing off the city's power or in small, you know, this happened all over the country and in the early 90s when I was growing up.
So it sounds like the two of you had very different kind of musical upbringings.
Yeah, I think the general area of the country, I mean, we had different upbringings to an extent, but still being from the South/Midwest, that kind of area in there, I think whether you want to or not, you are still exposed to a lot of, you know, music that came out of that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, I think that was in the ether in general, but then I think the way that we explored were, you know, our paths were a little different growing up.
Well, now you've got this third record out, or coming out on October 9th, called Reviver. The sort of the epic tune, the longest song, is this one you're going to do for us next, called Turning. Ryan, can you set this up for us?
Yeah, this is one of the songs that just came very slowly together over, I don't know, a year or so. We would kept returning to it and adding another part, and it just kind of kept growing outward. It's kind of the whole thing repeats, the whole form repeats twice, but it just kind of, one part led into another, where there was no real repetition, and then we just decided to play the whole thing again. And it just came from one of those moments where, you know, someone left the practice space for a minute and a groove started happening.
I think that what's really important about the song and the reason why we wanted to play today is that, you know, it was the first song we thought about recording and writing, and it was way before Keith and Seth came into the process of, because they helped co-produce this record, mm-hmm. And engineer all the sounds and everything, and they had a very much a powerful impact on the sound of the record and the tone. And this song in particular, it really took shape in the studio with kind of the decisions that we all made together and the new sounds that you know, they were kind of introducing into the palette of the record, the sonic record. So yeah.
Okay, well, let's put the four of you back together then and hear another live performance. The band, Callers. The album will be called Reviver. It's out on October 9th. We're getting a preview of it live in the Soundcheck studio today. And this song is called Turning. Once again, live on Soundcheck, the band Callers.
When I thought I was breaking, you turned my love around. When I thought I was breaking, you turned my love around. When I thought I was falling, you turned my love around. To reminisce.
Once again, live music in the soundcheck studio from the band Callers. The song is called Turning, and it turns up on the third and latest album from Callers called Reviver, which is out on October 9th. And despite all the glitchy electronic sounds, that was all done live here in the studio. Sarah Lucas singing and playing keyboard there. Ryan Seaton again playing guitar and singing. Seth Manchester on guitar. Keith Souza playing the drums. Obviously, the cymbal highly processed in that song. Nice sound. And guys, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
The band is Callers. This is Soundcheck.